For WVIK, I'm Jared Johnson. I'm speaking this morning with Sharon Snowert, Manager of Corporate Communications for Modern Woodmen of America. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, how are you, Jared?
Good. How are you coping with the coronavirus pandemic?
Well, you know, my family and I are doing okay. Our daughter has moved back here to finish her freshman year of college online, and my husband and I are working from home. You know, though we're fortunate, we have space to separate when we need to. And we meet up in the kitchen, you know, for meals and board games and video chats with family and friends. So we're getting by.
Great. How about Modern Woodmen? How's everything there?
Well, currently 90% of our home office employees are working from home, and they're able to continue to serve our members across the nation. That 10% who are still working on site are separated for safe social distance, including everything from only one person on an elevator at a time to one person per table in a dining room, those sorts of things. We're able to leverage technology for connectivity through our intranet site for employees, as well as virtual meetings to keep our employees and our field reps across the country all connected, informed, and working. And speaking of those financial reps across the country, we're happy that they're able to continue to assist their member clients addressing financial needs by phone or video conferencing and other virtual technology. So it's different for us, but it's working.
Right. We're all figuring this out as we go.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about what motivated Modern Woodmen of America to give to the Quad Cities Disaster Recovery Fund.
Well, you know, it's really unnatural for us. As a fraternal financial services organization, Modern Woodmen's mission is to improve quality of life for our members and their communities. And that starts right here in our home office hometown, you know, in the Quad Cities. So our $25,000 gift to the Quad Cities Disaster Recovery Fund will really help multiple nonprofits in the area. We just had to be a part of it.
So why would you say it's important for a corporation in our community to be supportive of an effort like this?
Well, as an organization, we're able to donate a substantial amount, and we hope that encourages other companies that are able to do so as well, and that's really important. Right now, we're all missing that usual community interaction that makes the Quad Cities great. So we all need to support efforts like this that can help us get back to that successful, thriving community when this is all over.
Right. Tell me something you're doing personally, Sharon, to help keep yourself sane.
You know, the best thing for me is to get outside and take a walk. Just hearing the birds, seeing some flowers starting to bloom, that really brings me some peace and some hope, and honestly just makes me smile in a time that there's a lot to frown about. So I get outside whenever I can.
Great. Well, thanks for talking with us this morning, Sharon.
You bet.
For more information on the Quad Cities Disaster Recovery Fund held at the Quad Cities Community Foundation and the Unite Quad Cities Initiative, visit unitequadcities.org. For WVIK, this is Jared Johnson.